Roger and JP on the Ball and Real Raw Radio. 800-771-1025. 727-579-1025 are the phone numbers. We were just talking about this somewhat odd funeral that made headlines because the guy, the body showed up fully dressed with sunglasses on, sitting up in a chair in Trinidad and Tobago. And, you know, it made headlines. It was a little out of, I guess, the norm of what could be done or what legally might be able to be done there. But whatever. Things are definitely changing. And we're talking about funerals and wakes, how they've changed. And I agree. They're not as black veil over the face, throw your body over the casket, wailing and crying as they used to be. There's still definitely plenty of that. You know, there's plenty of very sad funerals, but there's also plenty of celebration of life. That was the phrase. Wakes, especially, where people are doing it a different way. Mark has a story on line one. Go ahead, Mark. What's happening?
Yeah. How you guys doing? Love your show.
Thank you.
My father put in his will that everybody that attends his funeral gets a handheld stun gun, and the last one standing gets all of his belongings.
That's amazing. He hasn't hasn't passed yet, right?
That's great.
No, he has not.
Mm.
So
how does it work? Everybody gets a stun gun, and the last one in the room gets everything that he had?
Yes.
Is he a wealthy fella?
I wouldn't say wealthy, but he's well off.
So someone, including, he's saying, like, life insurance policy money, that kind of stuff. Not just his, you know, his chair and his baseball bat.
Everything. It'll bring out.
It's hilarious.
It'll keep a lot of people away from going to that funeral, from going to that wake.
Yes.
And it'll bring out, like, a certain bunch. Like, I would love to watch it. He should put it on some sort of pay-per-view.
Yeah, that would be interesting, but I couldn't believe that he put that in his will, and I'm just like, you're crazy, and he's like, yeah.
It's really in his will?
Yeah.
Like, you know,
what gave him that idea? So, like, where does that even come from?
So unless you're the last man standing with the stun gun, you get nothing. You're his son.
Exactly.
But, like, does everybody get an invitation, or is it family, like siblings only, or how many people are going to be there?
I don't know. He hasn't passed.
It's all in the will.
We have a quite large extended family.
Mm. All of them are coming if they're going to get all his belongings and he's well off and they get a stun gun.
They're not going to get a
Somebody's coming in who's aggressive.
People are afraid. Yeah, exactly.
And not necessarily well-related.
Right.
They want everything. Well, good luck with that, Mark. I hope you're training.
Don't take this the wrong way. Don't take this the wrong way, but your dad's kind of a prick.
Hey.
Yeah.
Why?
I thought it was interesting.
It's interesting, but it's like, you know, there's one thing about joking around about something like that, and it's another thing to actually
leave Mark out in the cold.
Past his children.
Mm-hmm.
To think, because he came up with some funny concept in his head that he thought it would be. I get the joke.
But not as a real thing.
If he's well off, and now Mark and everybody, why? Because Mark doesn't want to have to deal with getting hit in the face with a stun gun. Yeah. He's got to not get any of his father's belongings.
That bad, then. You don't want it. You got to want it, JP.
I guess so. I don't know. Sorry, I called you that.
I told him I didn't want anything he had unless he gave it to me before he died. So.
Oh.
I'm just.
Why is that?
Because he doesn't want to get to know. Deal with a stun gun in the face.
I've been to so many funerals where they break into the family safe and everybody starts fighting over everything.
That's
and
true.
I just don't want the fight.
Yeah.
And you feel that fight could happen with a brother or sister or something. You feel like you guys.
But
if he has a will, and actually put it in the will, there wouldn't be a fight. You have to go by the will. You guys wouldn't have a choice. That's why I know.
I'm not really sure that stipulation in the will is legal.
Yeah.
I don't think you can have organized stun gun fights. Is your dad in Florida?
No, he's in Tennessee.
They may allow it there.
So what you may want to do is like ask an attorney.
It's almost like a John Candy bit, you know, in Florida.
Have you seen the will?
Yes, I have. He sent me and my brother both a copy of his will.
What lawyer approved that?
That's what Brett, that's exactly what I was thinking. If it was illegal, the lawyer wouldn't even put it in there.
It's in the bottom fine print. So,
like, say you guys didn't want to honor that, can they get in trouble for? Like, is there any legal stuff involved with when people put stuff in their wills if you don't do what they say, like that, like something ridiculous like that?
I don't think
anybody would say anything if we didn't.
Right. You're right.
And then how do they divvy it up if they don't, if everybody decides they don't want to do the taser battle?
That's where the fighting starts.
How do you divvy up the assets?
You know what the problem is? All you need is one person that's willing to do the taser battle, and now that person's going to sit there and be like, listen, I was ready to go. It's not my fault nobody wanted it on this party.
I'm going to stun all of you.
Therefore, I'm the last man standing. Therefore, it's my stuff.
Freebie.
God damn.
And then Mark knows he can't let that happen, so he's got to jump in there like, I only got to take him out. I'm in now. No, right. I like the idea.
My wife told me I needed to get one of the police issue where it just shoots the wires out and stand in the back corner and hit everybody.
Let's go.
But the problem with that is now you got to, if I'm correct, it fires out, but you got to keep the trigger pressed. Now you're prone to another attack from behind or somewhere else.
Mark, you should make an alliance with your wife right away. You each should have those kind of stun guns and shoot from two separate corners. And once you meet in the middle, then you guys divide the spoil.
I think you need two separate stun guns. I think you need yourself. So what I would do is I would have one of those fiery ones like you just talking about. But meanwhile, on my other hand, I'd be able to fight off anybody else.
Like a cattle prod.
Like a cattle prod.
Oh, you could do that.
Yeah. There you go.
Keep people at a distance.
All right, Mark, we're just here to help.
The cattle prod's got 4 feet. So, yeah, so
there
that'd
you
work.
Go. That's excellent. It's almost socially distanced. That's perfect.
You know what I think of with that cattle prod? When we were at the Knott's Kelta's Not So Live show.
Oh, my God.
And they were doing...
They had that big long...
That noise. That noise is just...
The sound. The sound.
That was rough.
Guess who's going to that funeral?
Mike wants Mark's dad's stuff.
I'm ready. Been training for years for this.
Aaron is on line 4. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, I just wanted to say, I'm pretty sure I heard somewhere that Funk Flex was running his own funeral company. I just didn't know if he was in studio to comment on that.
Oh, I see. Well, listen, he just had liposuction, had fat taken out of his body, and has been on social, I guess, with jars of his own body fat. But it has been a day or two. He might be feeling better. Yes, he's feeling good enough.
I feel great, son.
You do.
I'm thin.
Skinny Flex.
Damn, son. Look at these abs.
Skinny Flex, son.
He just lost some weight. This is what we do. Jars of fat taken out of his body.
You should do that, JP. You should go on the gram and do that.
On the gram.
Just for fun. You're skinny and stuff, but you know, try it out.
All right.
Funk, Aaron has asked if you have your own funeral planned, if there's anything that Funk Flex, the very legendary hip-hop DJ, would want at his funeral.
What you want, son? What do you want at your funeral? Tell me.
Me?
Yeah.
I want to be just, you know, have some people in the room, like just friends and family, and I just want to be cremated. I don't want to go in the ground, Flex.
So you want to go on fire?
Yeah.
I think we can do that. Rest in peace, JP.
Why is everybody screaming?
Because we're setting it off in the spot, son. It's a funeral spot. We're setting it off. I'm serious.
You're not supposed to light everybody on fire.
Too late.
Just me.
It's too late. You should have put it in your will.
So now I have to put in the will, don't kill everybody that comes to see my dead body?
Too late. That's right.
That's all the collateral damage that's lit on fire right now.
And then we taser everybody at the end.
Is that what you do?
But you don't get nothing. Nothing, son.
Well, I don't know if we want your funeral service. Is that what yours is going to be like? Are you going to light everybody on fire comes to Funk Flex's funeral?
No, son. I'm just going to be nice and quiet and chill. And everybody remembers me.
Oh, Chill Flex.
That's what it is. Chill Biz Flex.
Oh.
But JP's funeral will send everybody on fire. Guns.
Oh, that's good.
Tasers.
Yeah. Right.
Whips. Even some crazy karate dude.
That's a fun funeral.
Wow. I gotta tell you what, Flex. As long as you don't really kill people, you can plan my funeral.
No promises. No promises.
I think it'll be a good time.
Oh. Would you require a legal document, Funk?
Nah, we're good.
Okay.
I got this. I'll cover everything. I got insurance.
Oh, wow.
All right. Well, Aaron, there's the answer to what Funk Flex would do. Well, for everybody else's funeral.
I still can't
for get $1,000 too. That's it.
I still
cheap.
Can't get over the fact that Monica's never been to a wake or a funeral.
Yeah, that's rare.
She's old too. Like you said, JP.
I didn't say that. I don't think 50 is old.
She's old, dusty, and crusty, son.
Wow.
I ain't never seen that.
Crusty.
Funk.
But she's hot though. She's like a hot, dusty, crusty. You know.
No, I
guess. Sense. Thank you, Monica. I don't know if that's a thank you. I'm not sure.
Does the hot negate dusty and crusty, or
yeah, of course.
Do you need another?
No. Whatever.
Is my entire need another, body
another positive adjective to go with hot to equal out dusty and crusty?
Smoking hot, dusty, crusty.
Sounds fair to me.
Sounds like you're pushing the creative envelope of Funk Flex's brain right now.
When he has to ask, yeah, that's weird. When Funk Flex ends in a question mark, something right.
Smoking hot. We'll go straight ahead then, son.
All right, there it is.
Smoking hot, dusty, crusty, nifty 50.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.